This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Okay, that's Top Gun music. It rocks. Because y'all know I was on active duty in the Air Force. Now, I didn't fly. I wasn't an officer. But my workplace was on the flight line. And so I got to see the F-15s and F-16s take off and land every morning. I'd sit out there in the cold with my coffee, and we'd watch the pilots take off and land. And sometimes we'd go downstairs and listen to them, their chatter while they were up in the air talking to each other using their call signs. And I was support, of course, and I did aircraft data systems analysis. So we were analyzing sort of data for trends and creating cool little charts and graphs. And I would have an access database and another kind of database that was like an Air Force one, and I would pull all the breaks out. And then sometimes I'd take my clipboard, my folders, and I'd go trot over to the flight line, to the hangar, and they'd open up the side of the aircraft or the underneath, and we'd look and talk about why things were breaking. And then I would send my reports up to the commander, and he would send those on to eventually the commander-in-chief. And because the commander-in-chief of our armed forces is the president, and he has to know how many aircraft are ready to scramble anywhere on Earth in 20 minutes. And so it was a cool job to have. And Top Gun reminds me of that. Not because I was flying, but because I love to say back then, and I'll still say it sometimes, negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. That's just, you know, part of being an American. That's a part of our heritage here as Americans. So welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Stacey Washington, filling in for Joe, and I have just been, it's just been so fun to be with you tonight, and I hope that you are getting lots of great information here. We did talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders and this delegate issue, and I think it's sad because I truly believe that we need a two-party system with two viable parties. Now, if one of the parties needs to be completely gutted and remade, you know, because they've gone astray, I guess that's where we are. But the reason I say that, and I'm really firm in that belief, is because we need a push and a pull so that people can temper each other. And so I read Ship of Fools by Tucker Carlson. It's a fantastic book. If you have not read it, you can get it on Audible, listen to it. It's a great book. In it, he talks about the hippies. That he had his kindergarten or first grade teacher was a hippie. He still remembers her vividly to this day. He said she smelled of patchouli, and she was just a lunatic. He said sometimes she'd make them sit in the classroom, and instead of teaching them, she'd turn the lights off and make them sit in the dark. I mean, you know, obviously it's daytime outside, but she'd pull, you know, close the window shades and make them sit in the dark to make them. She said they had to learn the ramifications of overusing the environment and abusing the environment. If they abused it, they wouldn't have electricity. I mean, it was just lunacy. And he said he learned at an early age not to respect people who said they were environmentalists and things like that because of her, really. She helped shape him into what would later become the man who created the Daily Caller and then went on to be, you know, he's an author. He was a columnist and journalist and reporter and all of that. But now he's, you know, obviously a Fox News host and wildly successful individual. And he is another one who you see him on television. And often when you see people on television, it is a persona that they adopt for television. And it's, and I'm not saying contrived in a negative way. It's just something that they have built up over time that is their persona for television. But their regular personality is somewhat different or radically different. And I have found that there are a few people that I've met that are very genuine, that are exactly as they seem, but just they're really nice when you meet them in person. So Sean Hannity is one. He's actually very nice as a person. Megyn Kelly. I went on the Kelly Files back when she was on Fox News, and she is very genuine and very nice. She's surprisingly down to earth. You just expect her to be a bit of a prima donna because of the way she looks, but she's very down to earth. She's very much like you think to yourself, we could probably go to happy hour and just sit around and laugh, you know, and she would laugh and she'd have a good time. She's fun. And so it was interesting because you think to yourself, oh, she's probably an ice queen. No, she's not. And then Tucker Carlson, who I got to actually ask him a couple of questions to get my picture taken with him when he was in St. Louis speaking at Education Policy Conference. And one of my girlfriends was hosting the reception afterwards. And so in order to get into the reception, you either had to pay like this kind of ridiculous donation, or you could work the reception. So I was doing coat check and some other stuff so I could be there and get to shake his hand and get him to sign my book, which he did. And then he just talked to us, and he was the same. Like, you could see him sitting around out back next to his pool and, you know, maybe eating some barbecue or what have you, and you show up and you just sit down and you just talk about whatever, kids, whatever. He was just fantastic.
Is it a persona? Is it something that they're putting on, or is it who they really are? I'm finding with so many of these people on the right that they really are genuine. So a couple years ago at CPAC, I met Joe Scarborough, and admittedly, when I walked up to him, he might have thought, oh, you know, and I don't think he recognized me, obviously. I've only been on MSNBC once, and it was on Al Sharpton's show, and it was after this. So I walked up to him, and I was just joking around. I said, you should have me on your show. And he said, why? Which is, you know, it's a good question. I said, well, I'm a black conservative, and I have unique opinions, and I think you should have me on. And he was like, In other words, no, I don't think so. And so that's kind of how he is on TV. You know, he's a little into himself, that whole thing. So it's pretty interesting. He didn't have the reaction I thought. I thought he'd say why, and then if I said I had unique opinions, he would say, like, what? And then I would get a chance to share. He didn't take the bait. But it was still an interesting encounter. I was just kind of shocked to see him walking by, just like a regular person. And I was like a psychopath looking at him, like, what are you doing outside of the television? Okay. We'll have more for you on The Real Side with Joe Messina right after this.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Welcome back. It's still me. I'm still here keeping the mic hot for Joe Messina on the real side. And guess what? We have so much winning going on. So I read you a little bit of that press release from the White House press secretary about the fact that the Ninth Circuit, which is not completely flipped, it's close to being flipped to the conservative side, but there are still enough judges on there to deliver these idiotic type rulings, that they issued this national injunction against the president's remain in Mexico policy, otherwise known as migrant protection protocols. But there were a number of victories this week as well. An appeals court ruled that President Trump can withhold taxpayer funds from sanctuary cities, which was an amazing win for Americans, because the thing with actions is that they should have a reaction. When you do a good job, you should be rewarded. If you suck, you should, you know, have a corresponding, you know, reaction or response. It's not like a cut off at the knees, like you never, ever can redeem yourself from that. But natural consequences can inhibit bad behaviors and encourage good behaviors. And so the most important thing for you to do is you want to have the proper response to what's going on. And so what happens when jurisdictions decide that illegal alien lives are more important than natural born citizen lives, or citizen lives, I should say, because you could be born somewhere else but come here lawfully and immigrate into this country and, you know, go through the process and become an American citizen. And your life, you're a citizen. Your life should mean just the same as anybody else's. And I'm not saying that illegal alien lives don't matter, but they shouldn't matter more than American lives. So if you're in the country illegally, your desire to be here should not overrule the right of law-abiding citizens to have a lawful environment in which to live. And that is why it's no mistake. It's not an anomaly. It's a feature, not a bug, that democratically controlled areas are pits. They're what the president called hell holes. He called them something else. So, you know, I won't go there, but these are horrible places to live. Now, does it mean you can't be happy there? Of course you can. Human beings can bring happiness out of the most crazy circumstances. It's God's grace that enables us to be able to do that. But should you have to squeeze the teensiest little bit of happiness out of the worst situations? Or is it possible that, you know, if you want to live like the people in the suburbs, you got to vote like the people in the suburbs? Am I right? I debated this gentleman, two gentlemen, actually, two liberals. We all happened to be permanently tanned, and we were on a local radio station, and they have this round table that I go on every 4, 5, 6 weeks or so. And this time I showed up, and these two guys are sitting there, and I'm thinking, where are the people that, and then I realized, oh my gosh, they got me going up against these two guys by myself. And I just put my game face on, and I strode in there with my little cowgirl boots on. I was like, let's do this. You guys want to get it on? Let's get it on. And we did. Oh, we did. It's one of my most listened to podcasts, because I took the audio from that and put it on my podcast site. And the reason is because I actually asked them to explain to me why any person should vote for one of the Democratic candidates. What policies are they putting forward? And they couldn't give me one thing. They didn't know what the meaning of propaganda was. They didn't know what the meaning of an opinion was. They didn't know the purpose of the Fourth Estate. Journalism. They didn't understand it. So now they did make some good points on poverty and addressing poverty in this country, and, you know, some of the disparate impacts that we see in socioeconomically disadvantaged neighborhoods. You know, there were some good exchanges, but for the most part, you know, I was dealing in facts, and I'm not some heartless person, which they accuse me of not caring about poor people. That's not it. We've already seen the results of Democratic rule. Whenever they take over, even if they take over the suburbs, they trash it. Look what they've done to San Francisco. Look what they're doing to Austin. Look what they've done to the state of New York. Oh my goodness, look at Illinois. Wherever they're in control, they try to seek to make their control permanent. They don't want to flip back and forth so there's any balance. And then once they've got an utter lock on the management, leadership, the power structure, they just run everything into the ground. They eliminate the vagrancy laws. They let the vagrants and poor and homeless people overrun everybody else. They're not interested in making anybody healthy and whole and able to come out of poverty. They're just like, you're poor. You should be able to be anywhere you want. You know, we'll just step around you. Put your tents up on the sidewalks where the businesses are. Never mind that kids and moms and whatever are coming. They need to adjust to you. And why am I saying that? Because it's the truth. But even before this current romance with vagrants came into vogue, democratically controlled inner cities where they like to corral black people, I've been hellholes for years, decades, 109 years of uninterrupted Democratic rule in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, St. Louis, 60 some odd years, Democrats reigning and ruling. Up until just recently, they didn't even have air conditioning in those schools. They're only provisionally reaccredited now. They were unaccredited for a while. The tax base is gutted, and people are moving in. And when people move in, young people, millennials, anybody who wants to live closer to work than 20 minutes in heavy traffic, parking lot driving, and we don't even have really bad traffic here compared to Atlanta and other major cities. We're number 22 market, so it's just not that bad. Oh, my goodness. And we do still have rush hour that starts at 3 and doesn't end until 6:30. But it's not nearly as bad as Atlanta, or sometimes I'll be in a D.C. metro area going from, like, actual Washington, D.C., where I have something that I'm doing for work, and my parents will come pick me up, my mom will come get me and drive me out so I don't have to Uber, and we'll be on the road for 40, 45 minutes. Now, we don't really notice it because we're so busy talking and catching up, but that's real traffic. So I'm just trying to give you, like, the benchmark for it. And so it's just crazy to me that Democrats, they take these environments and they tell you, vote for me, I'm going to make sure that everyone's equal. Well, equally miserable is what they're doing. And so the inner cities are controlled by the Democrats, and they now, remember the WikiLeaks cables where Donna Brazile admitted that everybody around here knows that our policies don't work on black people? It's not that their policies don't work on black people. Their policies don't work. Liberals who aren't poverty-stricken live like conservatives in areas that are affluent enough to absorb the negative impacts of the high taxation and command and control structure. That's the only reason it works. The minute the tax-paying individuals start to flee because the taxes have gotten too high, then you see the same downward spiral, the degradation, that everything just falls apart. And so it's a feature, not a bug, that Democrats are not good at running the inner cities. They're not good at running the suburbs. They're not good at it. So, you know, if you, let's say you bump into somebody, okay, and maybe it's someone you know, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's someone that you're standing behind them in the Jiffy Lube and you're waiting, and they always have the TV turned to some political channel. I don't know why every business in America feels like we have to watch politics on CNN or MSNBC, never Fox. And then we're supposed to just sit there and not say anything about it? It's like they're trying to provoke a brawl.
Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A couple of nitwits.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me, all night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on,
okay.
Baby.
I have no idea what that song was, but it was great. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Stacey Washington, StaceyOnTheRight.com, and you can go to TheRealSide.com to see everything having to do with this program and to check it out. And basically add this to what you're doing. If you're just tuning in for the first time today, you love Joe Messina. I know I do. He's an amazing radio talent, and you know, you're going to want to tune into him and get what he's sharing with you, which is the truth. So check him out. And if you're listening and you're a regular listener, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here with you for this evening, keeping the mic hot for Joe, and he'll be back with you. So I was saying that there's all this ridiculousness with the Democrats controlling everything in inner cities and leaving black people basically just, you know, hey, come. Not even 90 days, maybe 60 days. They set up a whole bunch of places with Wi-Fi and they put pizzas in and they tell everyone inside. The thing that you got to tell people who come in here is we open this up so you can hang out here and chill and relax. And this is your voting center. And, you know, get out the vote. Tell your friends to come here so they can pick up pamphlets to hand out. But mainly, we want you to pick up the voter guide. We want you to vote straight Democratic ticket because the Republicans are racist. They're going to put you back in chains. They're racist. They hate you. They're racist. They hate poor people. They hate you. They want to kill you. They want to keep you, you know, suppressed. And then after they've sold that bill of goods and they get the votes, then they just close up the center and pack off into the sunset. And the black community is still left with the same old garbage. Crappy schools, lots of crime, you know, illegal aliens and MS-13 infiltrating, taking the jobs and bringing everything down, more guns, more gun running, all that just really awful conditions, third world type stuff. But right here in America, trash everywhere. They won't even pick it up. I was at our city council meeting, not last week, because I've been going every week for a while. It's called County Council Diaries. It's on my blog. It's a recent post. You can find it on the homepage there. And you can see my comments from week to week. I've been just posting what looks like a little bit of minutes, but I have a little bit of commentary in there, just my reactions to what they're doing there. And the reason I started going is because they have the vagrancy laws that they want to eliminate in unincorporated St. Louis County. Now, you're all over the nation listening to the show here, to listening to The Real Side. Well, this is relevant to you because if you don't want your area to look like San Francisco or Austin, where they have the tent cities and all that stuff and the burgeoning homelessness and these aggressive vagrants who are not just panhandling you, they're standing between you and your car and demanding that you give them some money. We've had some incidents here where completely nude men or men nude from the waist down just appear out of the woods and walk straight up to the Walmart and start demanding money from women and kids. They're naked from the waist down, people. How is that not like an issue? But when they remove the vagrancy laws, then instead of the police being able to arrest them because, hey, there's a policeman, he just happens to be driving by, he sees a half-naked man accosting you for money, he can arrest him. He doesn't need you to testify. He saw it himself. That's a violation of an ordinance. Boom, the guy is going to be prosecuted. But if you remove the vagrancy laws, what happens is you need a victim. Now that person is... he's maybe battering you because he's entered your personal space, or he's menaced you because you feel threatened. Well, for those laws, you need a victim to testify against the perpetrator, which makes you known to the perpetrator because this is a persistently homeless individual who refuses to receive assistance from the community, homeless shelters, counseling, therapy, you know, halfway houses, whatever. They don't want any of that. They want to be homeless. They're fine with drinking themselves into a stupor and everything. This is a person whose life has completely gone off the rails and they're stuck there. Now you have to take time out of your schedule to go testify and go in, you know, and prep your testimony. And then your name is in these records. That's what eliminating the vagrancy laws does. And that's why, even though I'm talking to you about St. Louis County, this can happen in your area too. And it's not a can happen. George Soros spent millions of dollars buying his way into our local state. It's not even state. These local jurisdictions, your attorneys general, your prosecuting attorneys. We have one here. Her name's Kim Gardner. She's a George Soros monkey. And I'm black, so please miss me with any of the racial comments. I don't have time for you to call me a racist because it's just silly, and also because I don't have time. These people are there to dismantle the things that keep our society polite. And they do that by taking this ordinance and taking that one. They just repeal this. They put a little red flag law there, you know, and boom, your place is looking like San Francisco. So when I saw the news story, I just stumbled upon it. The Lord. I saw it because he wanted me to see it. I see the story. I read it, and I immediately mobilized. I text my girlfriends from book club. I'm like, who's coming to this county council meeting with me? They're talking about removing the vagrancy laws. I pasted in some of the stories into the text thread, and, you know, a bunch of us showed up. We made public comment, and we've been going every single week because the Democrats control our county council now. And so I'm telling you this because I want you to be on the lookout in your area. If you don't go to those meetings like ours, they make it easy for you. You can actually just go online to YouTube and watch the county council meeting, and then they leave it there as an archive so you can watch from a year ago or last week. Check out what they have on the I bet you, I'm willing to bet you dollars to donuts that they're considering removing the vagrancy laws because they say they're too vague. They violate the rights of the poor. One of the public comments that I stood up and made, I told them, I honestly cannot believe that you guys think repealing this ordinance in unincorporated St. Louis County, which that means any place that isn't a town, so that's not even the whole county, that actually helps, because they had all these women that they brought in to testify to make it seem like those of us who want the vagrancy laws are mean, evil people. And the women said they don't want to be criminalized. They were poor. They were homeless. They were this or that. And they were. And I'm sympathetic to their situation, but I'm not sympathetic to them allowing themselves to be co-opted into this nasty George Soros movement so they can eliminate the vagrancy laws and turn our beautiful area into this pit like San Francisco, poop haven. And so I said, how dare you say you're going to repeal these and that's going to help these poor women how? That's going to help homeless women how? Which one of them will be warm, safe, dry, and whole because you repealed the vagrancy law? Oh, I could feel the steam rising up off of them. Those chicks were like, because they call themselves the squad. You see how that kind of nasty, idiotic, foreigner-type thinking that has infected our Congress can trickle on down to our local elected officials? They looked at me. They looked at me like something was about to happen. That's what it felt like. Like they were about to come up over that table and jump down on me because they were not happy. But I had to tell them the truth. And this is what we need. We also need people to step up and run and take these county council seats and these different opportunities. So, listen, I'm not all local officials who are elected who are Democrats are inherently bad. There are some that are very common sense and they want to run, you know, these elected positions in the similar way to they run their households or any in their businesses. But a lot of them have been infected by this national furor that they're, quote unquote, they're resisting. They want radical change, that America needs to be remade. That whole thing that Barack Obama was pushing down our throats with his kind of nasty attitude towards America, that is something that is really prevalent with these people on the left. And so for people who haven't been infected by that, it's, you know, these are still normal people that you can work with, you can communicate with. If you tell them, look, this doesn't seem like it's a good idea, can we compromise? They're willing to do it. But when they start using terms like going on Twitter and we're the squad and all this other stuff, it's a symptom, not just of Trump derangement syndrome, but it's a symptom that they're not able to comprehend. They're deceived and they have their mental acuity has been impacted. They're literally the brain cells or the synapses are not firing. The brain cells are degrading. They're disoriented. All they can understand is, you know, activists speak. These are not the people you want controlling your tax dollars. And I mean, almost every aspect of how you live, we have so many regulations now. Everything you do is regulated. And the last thing you want is some power-hungry megalomaniac in local office who's a Democrat and a squad member telling you that, you know, there's an easement for AT&T and your gas company or whatever. And it's those easements run all over. They run around your subdivision. If you live on property that you own and you're not in a subdivision, the easements are all over. And what homeless people will do is the police came in and told us this. So this is not me making stuff up. Okay. I don't even have the imagination. I mean, I'm pretty creative, but I not like this. I don't have it in me. The police came in, one of the police chiefs came in and told us that the homeless folks had looked up where the easement was and set up their tent city on it and took them almost 4 months to get them off because there was no regulation against them having a tent city on the easement next to the subdivision. Don't sleep on it. All right, we'll be back with more after this on The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Okay. It's time for more Real Side with Joe Messina with Stacey on the right in the chair. You're listening to the dulcet tones of Stacey on the right. And I'm a little bit hopped up on Mountain Dew, as the little boy said, on that fantastic movie about NASCAR. I am just a little bit hopped up because I'm still geeking out about having been in the White House. So I've been there a few times. As this time was super special. And I get this email. And it says, your visit to the Oval Office or something like that. I'm like, so I'm upstairs. You know, I work from home. So it snowed. My husband is working from home. Our daughter is at home because they actually had that day off anyway. So it's snowed and she's off. So we're sitting there. Actually, she's not off. She's not here at all. She's not off. I'm thinking about the day after that. She's not off. She's at school, but it has snowed, but she's still at school. So I'm upstairs and I've got my laptop and I don't know why, but I just check my email on my phone and I see this, your visit to the Oval Office. I'm like, Oval Office? I was like, this is such garbage the way these people email this stuff. Like, this has got to be something my spam filter missed. So I basically you know, I click on the email and I open it up, and it's from someone that I know who actually, like, this is a real person who works at the White House. She's invited me to things before. So I'm like, so I scroll down and I look, and it is an invitation to the Oval Office, and it tells me what time I have to be there, and it's before the Black History Month reception. So the Black History Month reception has an open window at which you can appear at a certain entrance to the White House and have your give your ID over. They check your name on the list, and then you go through what is like a TSA screening process, and then you're ushered into the White House. And you can check your coat at the coat check and then head upstairs, use the restroom. You can pop into one of the open rooms that's down there. And then you can head upstairs and get, you know, something to drink. And there's hors d'oeuvres, and, you know, just start mingling with friends and saying hi. And then an hour or two, depending on how early you get there, later than the president arrives. I think it was 6 o'clock that was on his schedule. He was due to arrive. He and First Lady Melania Trump. So I'm looking at this email. And in it, they're explaining how I'm not going to the East Wing entrance that I normally go to. I'm going to go to a West Wing entrance. Now, you would think I would know my way around it a little bit better than I do, but I just get so confused going in there. I'm like, what side am I on? How am I? So, you know, I use my Uber app and I try to map it out. Where am I going to show up? Sometimes I walk over, sometimes I Uber over, even though it's not that far. I'm coming from Trump International DC, which is literally 3 blocks from the White House, and it's a nice, easy, straight shot walk to get there. So, but instead of walking, I take an Uber. So anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm reading this email, and it describes how after we meet in the Oval Office and we meet with the president, we're going to walk over to the Black History Month reception together. So I'm not sure if together means I'll be walking next to President Trump or what, because I did get to actually walk out of the conference room into the Oval Office right next to President Trump. I was just like looking at him like, oh my goodness. So anyway, I read the email and it says, click the link to RSVP. So I'm like, okay, well, here goes. I'm either my phone's going to like explode and start, you know, smoking and, you know, like one of those, this will instantly self-destruct in 10 seconds, like on Mission Impossible, or this is a real email. So I click the link, I RSVP, and the standard RSVP email comes instantly back to me, and I realize I'm going to the Oval Office. So I immediately come rushing downstairs. My husband's on a conference call, and so he just looks at me like, are you back here again? And I'm thinking to myself, this is serious. Like, I should just snatch your phone out of your hand and hang it up, because I have to tell you this right now. So I wait. I go over to the kitchen, and I'm waiting, and I'm pacing around and waiting. I drink a glass of water. I come back over, and he's finally off the phone, and I tell him, and he jumps up, and he's like, you're going to the Oval Office? I was like, yeah. He said, now that's impressive. So just goes to show you, it takes a lot to impress him. So that was how I found out that I was going to be in that room. But it didn't say who else was going to be there. So I assumed Candace Owens, Pastor Daryl Scott, Diamond and Silk, Avita King. Those 5 I knew would be there. But everybody else, I was just like not sure. Well, who's going to be in there? So when I arrived and I saw Pastor Mark Little and so many other people, like I can't name them all off, but you can look at the picture on my Facebook page. I changed my Facebook header to an image of all of us in the White House standing. We grouped around the Resolute desk and President Trump sat down and we had our picture taken together. And we're all standing in there and just it was just a great time. But it's kind of hard to describe what it was like. It was just great. Yeah, I probably have mentioned this a few times during the show, and I hope it comes out to be that you understand that it was just that momentous. That's why I've shared it with you, and I hope that you've enjoyed hearing about it. So just a little bit of housekeeping stuff. We're getting close to the end of the show. If you want to find out where you can find me, guess what? You can find me at StacyOnTheRight.com. We post over there a little bit more often now. It's actually great. We have content partners, so there's a lot of new content for you to look at and share on Facebook. You can find me at Facebook at Stacy on the Right Show. StacyOnTheRight.com. You see a theme here. I'm into the marketing and branding. I keep it all the same. And yeah, so background I'm married. We've been married for 23 years, I think. We have three kids, and two of them are in college, and one is in high school still and still lives at home. And, well, I don't mind telling you, we have this cute little fluffy white dog that weighs 12 pounds. He's a Maltese, and he's adorable, and he's, like, so awesome. We call him the Conserva Pup. That's his nickname. And hobbies? Well, I love reading books. I love Bible studies. I'm always in one. I love doing those. And then, because it's a great way to connect with women. That's really why I love doing it. And then I love doing interior design stuff, although there's only so much that you can do. And, of course, I really enjoy my job. One of my favorite things to do is radio. And I love working with people on documentaries. I've done that a little bit. And just getting to have an impact and trying to help out with, you know, we have a great country and we have to participate. And so I just encourage you to do the same thing. Like, find some part of your local government that you can participate in. You'll meet great people, and it's something wonderful to do, especially if you're entering into the place where my husband and I are, where our kids are leaving home. And I know they boomerang back after college, and I never really completely leave, because then they just add more people in. They get married and they add those people in, and maybe they'll have some kids and add those people in. I get all of that, but you have a lot more time on your hands because you're not driving people around and you're not managing their schedules. And that's when I think a lot of Americans could really contribute and make a huge difference in their community by taking all of that knowledge and expertise that you have. You're just a brilliant individual. I mean, you have to be. You're listening to Joe Messina, Real Side. You contribute to your local community by going in so these nincompoops aren't ruling over us. We need you bad. We need you. Your brain power and your wisdom and your experience put to good use on either a committee, or maybe you do a council member spot. You're going in there not because you want the power. You're going in there so you can just, you know, the same way that you manage the PTO or the PTA or the copy committee, the same way you did all of that, you would do this. So I hope that you'll consider doing it. I can't do any of that stuff until we have no more kids at home, but we're getting close because she's a junior, and I can't believe it. I can't believe that baby is a junior in high school. That's a whole nother, like, 15 minutes of me just sitting here weeping and showing you pictures of her when she was small and she used to dance with those little tap shoes. Psychological breakdown happening over here. It's a slow motion breakdown. Laugh, kid at home. But yeah, consider doing that. Think about it. And even if you're not on board with actually doing a role or position yourself, how about going to your municipal meeting, your town meeting, your county meeting, your county council meeting, whatever the form of government is that is surrounding you and makes up your town or subdivision or city or whatever you're living in. Go to those meetings, check them out, watch some of them online and see what they've been up to. I'm sad to report that I think you're probably going to find a whole lot of liberals, like, in there fighting like they're in a Charlie Brown dirt ball over the power that they could have to lord over you. And those are your tax dollars, and they should not be doing that. Those people should be getting tucked in at night like they're toddlers. That's the kind of mentality that they have, only they're destructive. And if they're left alone, they'll destroy everything that you've worked so hard to build up, and your wonderful town that you live in or your community. They're just looking for ways to tear stuff up. And so, yeah, I just encourage you to do that. So therealside.com is Joe's website. I want you to check that out. And I want to leave you with, one of my little favorites here from my God's Promises book. This one is awesome. Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And Philip Keller has these little remarks here. In very truth, I have only today. Yesterday is gone forever. There is no guarantee I shall be here tomorrow. So in reality, I'm locked into a single day-tight time and space concept. I have the choke. Either I can worry my way through it, or I can revel and rejoice in this interval of time provided by my Father. Enjoy yourself. Rock this weekend out. Get in the pew on Sunday and make somebody's day. I'm Stacey Washington. Stacey on the right, in for Joe Messina on the Real Side here on GCN. It's been fantastic to be with you.